Alrighty, here we are on the way to the Elizabeth City area, a fascinating telephone system with many, many local calling prefixes. And right before I get to Edenton, where do I stop but Windsor, North Carolina, a place that so typifies Carolina telephone that it makes me want to just drive right on by and get right to Edenton. But I've got a tape recorder and I've got time and I just have to stop and pick up the phone.
Yes, can you tell me what exchanges I can call locally here?
Just Windsor is all that's local.
In other words, there are no other towns that I can call from here except this town.
No, sir.
This, except 794.
No, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Operator.
I can't believe I'm going to stand here and dial from this phone. Nah, it's not so bad. There's a lot of interesting stuff here. You just have to find it in your own backyard. For example, there's got to be a vacant level recording, right? And each one of those is completely unique, so let's just call a vacant level.
We're sorry, you have reached a number.
On second thought, yes, it's that exact same recording once again.
We're sorry.
So, let's dial the two-digit code for the callback circuit, then dial a vacant level, then dial a few more digits to get the callback circuit to the point where it superimposes either a busy signal or a reorder, and we'll hear this same old recording with the local busy or reorder on top of it.
We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number or try your call again. We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or...
Well, that puts some variety in it. While we're at it, let's dial the two-digit code for the callback circuit plus my seven-digit number, hang up, let the phone ring a second, and then receive the call. We'll hear the ticking tone. Now, I tried dialing 1 plus a long-distance number, and it is restricted, just the same as Bellhaven. But what's more interesting is if you dial 1 plus an invalid code, you get a very distinctive busy signal, which I'm sure will sound familiar. Yes, that's the busy signal from Williamston, which is where the operators and long-distance tandem are. And I'll tell you something interesting about Williamston, which I didn't really see until I looked it up in the traffic routing guide. Williamston is a step toll center in the Carolina telephone area. The office code in Williamston itself is 792. But these are the tributaries. Plymouth, 793. Windsor, 794. Robersonville, 795. Columbia, 796. Creswell, 797, Hamilton, 798. See a pattern? That's kind of unusual, actually. I think this is the only Carolina telephone toll center that has them all so neatly numbered like that. Now, I don't know if they actually did this, but there did used to be a very large toll center in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, that was a step tandem. and there may have been smaller toll centers that homed on it. And they could have, with a numbering plan like this, set it up so that you could call Williamston numbers either directly through the Williamston tandem by dialing the 7-digit number there, or they could have made it so you could dial the 7-digit number through the Rocky Mount tandem, and it could work very, very easily by their just setting the Rocky Mount tandem up so that if you dial a 7-9 into it, it goes to a trunk to Williamston, which then expects only a 5-digit number. And that Rocky Mount step tandem was really, really large until the Rocky Mount 4A took over in early 74. What's sad is that I didn't get to play with the Greenville NX1 before the Rocky Mount 4A came in, because it was using the Rocky Mount step tandem in certain ways, I believe, prior to that time. It really would have been fun to do that, but it was fun enough as I found it in 1974. Now, you heard me dial 1 plus a vacant code, and you got the Williamston busy signal there. But you know, some of these toll trunks are on an analog carrier system with 3700 Hz signaling. I can't quite tell whether it's O carrier, the open wire, N1 carrier, or the ON type. And it might have been a little of each, but they all have that same whine that is typical of that carrier system. And here are just a couple of examples of dialing 1 plus a vacant code and getting that same Williamston busy signal, this time over either O carrier, ON, or N1. Now, there's a lot of that kind of carrier in the Norfolk and Carolina Telephone Company that I'm going to visit later today. But Carolina Telephone doesn't have a lot of that stuff left. In fact, I think in all of my tapes, this is the only recording of a 3700 Hz controlled carrier system in the Carolina Telephone area. They really switched over to T-carrier pretty early. Well, we've heard the Williamston busy signal. Let's hear the local Windsor busy signal by dialing the number of the payphone. And here's a blocked level on the first selector. The way it goes into the reorder is kind of unusual. It sounds almost like it's cutting into a trunk. I think that's this particular selector. Now I'll go into the callback circuit, dial a blocked level, and then superimpose the busy signal on top of it. Okay, you can tell I'm a little desperate here to find interesting things to do since there is no local calling area. But even though this office is not local to anything else, you can call into the Williamston office because of the service code selector. Now again, you dial not just 411, but you dial 6411. The prefix digit goes onto a trunk to Williamston. It's a T-carrier trunk, unfortunately. Now they do have some probably open wire carrier, as we heard on 1 plus, but never got it on these service code trunks, unfortunately. They're all T-carrier. So let's see. Let's call directory assistance, which is 6411. Now here's the test board, 6511. When he answers, I'm going to hang up momentarily enough to reset the trunk. Won't go back to dial tone. We'll stay on the service code selector and we'll dial 611.
Service, may I have the number you reported?
Oh, got you by mistake. I'm sorry.
Right. Here's 6 to go into the Williamston service code selector, then a vacant level. You'll hear the ring from the intercept trunk. The recording starts up, then I do a long flash and dial the code for operator intercept.
Calling 794-8436.
May I have the number you're calling, please?
I have it. One moment. That was 79. May I have that number again?
794-8436.
Again, please.
Okay, thank you.
Well, now we know that operator intercept is being handled by probably a cord board or some cordless equivalent of a cord board. Otherwise, it wouldn't be possible for a second operator to answer the trunk when another one was already talking. Now, here's 6 plus 811. It goes off hook, and I can't talk to her. I was blowing into my mouthpiece the whole time, but you didn't hear it until she hung up. I would have had to deposit 20 cents to talk to her. The business office number that I dialed from Williamston was not 811. It was some 7-digit number that was free. Now, the ringtone here in Windsor is of a type that I really have pretty much only seen in Carolina Telephone, and this particular kind of step allows you to actually hear the phone line while you're ringing someone's phone. Now, there were several manufacturers of step, and on some of these manufacturers, most notably Automatic Electric, when you were ringing somebody's phone, you heard a ringtone, and that ringtone did have something to do with what was actually ringing their phone line much of the time, but you still weren't hearing the phone line. In fact, back in Williamston, I would dare say that just about any number you called, whether they were right in the CO, out in the sticks, had equipment on the line or didn't, you would always hear this. The same loud ring, no matter what is on that line. And that's just the thing about the AE steps. The connector doesn't let you hear the line while it's ringing, even if it's ringing using that same ring machine. But this is not an AE step, and this one does let you hear the phone line. I'm going to dial a number of local calls here, and you will notice, I hope, that every single one sounds different. To start out, here's just a very typical sounding local ringing number. The ring is clear, the line's not very loaded down, not a very hummy line.
Hello?
Now, of course, there's more than one ring phase. In other words, during the space between the rings, there are other phones ringing, and not all the ring phases sound alike. This one, for example, seems to have a few interruptions in it for some reason. Now here's a line that's pretty hummy and has a lot of equipment on it. So not only do you hear the hum on the line, but the ring has a much more loaded down quality, making the high-pitched tone of the ring much harder to hear, actually. I'm calling this through the callback circuit, which really doesn't affect the sound of the ring very much. But what it does do is when the subscriber answers, you can hear the callback circuit cutting the subscriber off. Were it not equipped with that feature, I could use the callback circuit to make local calls without having to deposit the 20 cents to talk to the party, but Carolina Telephone has smartly made that impossible. Now through the callback circuit, another local call. This line is not very loaded down. The ring sounds pretty much like itself. Has kind of a sort of a hiccup at the end. Isn't it amazing how there's sort of a signature for each part of the office and each phone line is different? Now in Williamston, of course, you wouldn't be hearing these differences. I'm also going to call this one on the callback circuit. It doesn't answer, so I'll dial a couple of extra digits and superimpose the busy signal on top of the ring. Now here's one that is really, really on a loaded down line. I don't know whether it's a long line with a key system on it or lots of bells or just maybe an answering machine. I don't know. But anyway. Well, that's it for this segment. The next segment begins my long trip from Greenville, North Carolina to Atlanta. The first stop is Farmville, which is a step in the Greenville local calling area. It has an interesting way of handling local calls because it sends all of Greenville to only one of the two NX1s in Greenville, and so you get a lot of NX1 stuff in the local calling area, and NX1s can do some strange things. That's next. Meanwhile, what I actually recorded later that day were the Elizabeth City area tapes, except for the stacking one, and that's elsewhere on this webpage.